Wow. Good morning, coffee lovers, and welcome to episode 10, season 3 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. I am Artie, as you probably guessed. I don't know why I announced myself, but I do. First off, I'm going to apologize two times, right? The first time is for my lack of content. It has been, I don't know how many weeks, days since my last episode. And that's because of life events that have been happening. And it's been, you know, kind of tough to, I guess, just find time. Or not tough, it's just been, well, it has been tough. It's been tough to find time, it's been tough to find motivation to just kind of sit here in the morning and do this. And that has to do with a various amount of things that I'll probably talk about today. Another thing I want to apologize for is today's going to be a little bit different. Excuse me. As you probably can tell, there's no music playing in the background, but you are going to hear one of my favorite video games being played. It's Batman, Arkham Knights. So you're going to hear a lot of these noises. Clickety-clacks, if you can hear them. If you can't, then forget I said anything, but you're going to be hearing a lot of that. I'm going to be playing as I talk. I've been playing this video, or restarted this video game a couple of days ago, and it's just been, well, I do it for the nostalgia, I do it for various reasons. I don't know about calming me down or anything like that, but I do. I've been playing it because I love it. Getting back into it. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've recorded my latest episode, and that has to do with various things. One being work. The place that I work at, it's very physical, and it uses a lot of physicality in order to do what I do. It's very fast, it's very demanding, and it's very, what's it called? It's very on point. Excuse me. There's a lot that goes into my work, where I work at. You have to be very friendly with customers. You also have to know how to, be fast, be efficient. Customer safety is a number one priority. It's just very physically demanding, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I do enjoy my job. I enjoy the people that I work with, even when we get on each other's nerves like crazy. It's a good work environment, but again, it's very high pace, it's very fast. You gotta know your stuff, and sometimes that can be not difficult, but it can be, I'm trying to figure out the word. It's not difficult, but it is just very high-paced and very demanding. You know, with tax season coming around, everybody wants to buy what we're selling, and everybody wants to get stuff done, and they want to be safe, which, again, is understandable with the line of work. I guess to put it blankly, I work with tires. I deal with tires. I'm not going to talk about the company that I work with, you know, it's kind of obvious, I guess. Maybe not, but whatever. I work with tires, and there are various aspects that go into it. Like I said, when you have to be fast, changing out a tire can be kind of time-consuming. Fixing a flat can be kind of time-consuming, and it all depends on the situation, and that can, it all depends on the situation, and that can really mess you up. And then when you start slowing down, you know, you get yelled at, but it's not in a bad way. You get yelled at that it just kind of want it kind of how do I say this? They try to motivate you into getting back to speed, that way you're not lagging. Which, again, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's tough to deal with, you know. Especially with the trucks that come in with their big tires, you know, putting those on can be a pain. You have rims that have so many different holes for the bolts to go onto. And, you know, trying to figure out which one, it's like a puzzle sometimes. And then, like I said, there are times when it's a flat and you cannot find out where it's from, and then the customer comes back because nothing got fixed, but you don't know where it's leaking from. It's, and then with that, you know, working in a garage, the summertime is coming around, springtime is already here, and it gets hotter, and it gets, I don't want to say sluggish, maybe it's just me, it could be just me, but as it gets hotter, excuse me, you know, it just, it gets worse, but you still try to pull through, because that's what you do, and that's something that I, as soon as I started working at this place, is something that I've always tried to do. But like I said, you have your days where it's just like, it gets hard, and there are times when I'm not there, I'm at my house, my rent house, and I'm trying to fix it up, and that has taken its toll on myself and my sister. There are the days where we just kind of can't take it anymore, and we don't go and work on it, but at the same time, we still try to go and work on it because we want to get in there. We want to move in there, you know, and it's a struggle. You know, it's crazy how much we have to do in order to make that house feel acceptable, I guess would be the right word, feel livable. You know, I'm not trying to disrespect the last tenants, but they didn't take care of the house as much as some people have, and I hope that doesn't sound ugly, but it's the cold hard truth. I mean, I'm still having to take out trash that they left behind. We had a little bit of a mice problem that I believe got taken care of. We had to remove the carpet, and that was very strenuous. I didn't realize how, well, granted, I've never really done it, but I didn't realize how heavy carpeting can be. We had to remove the tile from underneath the carpet because of how kind of dirty and filthy those were, and we just recently bought floor laminates, and we bought buckets of paint, and we have recently painted the majority of the house, and after that is when we want to put in the flooring, and then after the flooring is when I think, excuse me, we'd be comfortable to actually move in. We've had help along the way, you know, I've had my younger brother and his friends come and help, my mom and my little sister helped paint, my dad has been a big help, you know, helping us set up safety precautions, locks on doors, and putting up an alarm system, which has always been a big priority, is safety. Family friends have come and helped. Best friends who are like brothers to me have come and helped. And I'm always looking for help. We have had family members donate furniture. You know, we have a nice couch that I didn't expect to have. We have a nice little dining table. And it's all from a family member, and it's just really nice. You know, we have a grill in the backyard, and I was lucky enough to have my best friend, my brother Joe, helped me clean it, and we got to cook on it, and it was a really nice little barbecue, Sunday barbecue. You know, his son came over, his wife, and his son was playing, and, you know, my girlfriend was there, and it was just a nice little time to just talk and reconnect, and that's something that's always been very dear to me. But at the same time, you know, you still have to put in the work before you can relax. And we're getting there, but it's draining, because if we're not there, we're at work, And if we're not at either places, we're at home and we're trying to recover, I guess would be the right word, from the days and the weeks that we've had of just nonstop cleaning, nonstop working. And mentally, it's tough too, you know, and you end up unmotivated, I guess. But I don't know, it only lasts like a day. Like, you just, well, with me, it just felt like there was no time for rest. And I remember I was at work when it happened. I got asked a question, are you okay? And for some reason or another, I started breaking down. I started crying. I was like, oh my God, I'm not. I don't know why I'm not. And my superior was like, do you want to go home? And I was like, if that's okay, you know, like, I felt bad abandoning my brothers at work. I felt bad, and my sister at work, sorry. I felt bad abandoning them, and I felt bad just leaving. I felt like a punk, I guess, or like a wuss, if you will. But I got home, I took a shower, and I laid down, and I took a nap. And then after that, I felt relieved because mentally and maybe physically, but I think more mentally, I feel like I haven't had time to rest and to recover from the days before. That was a weird noise I made, I'm sorry. And that's how it is, but the company that I work for is really nice. There's supposed to be a company picnic, which I am excited about. And then, like I said, the house is almost kind of livable to where my sister and I can probably move in relatively soon. I'm not trying to get my hopes high again, because the first time I did that is when we discovered that the house was in horrible shape and we realized that we had to do a lot of cleaning before we could move in. So I'm not trying to get my hopes high, even though that's probably how it sounds, but I think, you know, we'll be able to get it done relatively soon, sooner faster than later. But again, it's just me talking. Other than that, though, you know, the company that I work for, like I said, it's high demand. You know, it's fast paced. It's physical work, and various different situations that can get frustrating. While it's physical, it can also be a little bit mentally, I don't want to say challenging, but it has its tolls. Oh, my foot fell asleep. Sorry. But, you know, like I said, there's just hasn't been time to recover, I guess. And the times that I do recover, you know, the thing that's on my mind is I need to get back to work. And I think with that being said, you know, the times that I actually have been able to recover is kind of what led me to today, to this morning, or to playing Batman. My friend and brother Sebastian took me to go see the new Batman movie, which I absolutely enjoyed watching. I loved watching it for so many different reasons. I'm going to try not to spoil anything, but as you have seen the trailers, hopefully you have, the Riddler is the main villain, and he's always been my favorite villain. I love solving puzzles and getting to watch him kind of, I don't want to say torture Batman, but keep Batman on his toes was nice. I was actually talking to one of my brother's friends about it yesterday. You know, my favorite thing about this is how they brought in the aspect of him being a detective. I don't know about you guys out there. I don't know how many of you guys are Batman fans, but I feel like in the past few movies, he didn't really show a lot of his detective skills. He showed a lot more of like his brute strength, his physicality, and there's nothing wrong with that. but I didn't think that there was a lot of detectiveness going on. And when you play the video games, if you have played the video games, you have to take both things into account. You have to take him just being able to fight crime as efficiently as possible, and then you have to be able to use your detective skills. It's like it goes both ways, basically. You know, and his gadgetry skills, and another good thing is I feel like it was a good origin story because, you know, in most of the movies you see him dealing with the death of his parents, but this one they didn't really talk about it that much. They just talked about him wanting to, I don't want to say avenge, that sounds wrong, but him just wanting to do what's right and not really caring about doing what's right, I guess, in the dark world. Not the dark world, but doing what's right as Batman, not as Bruce Wayne. And the video games, you know, you sometimes see both sides of it. And it's like a learning experience for him. By the end of the movie is when I think he kind of realized, like, I can't just save Gotham City as Batman. I have to save it as Bruce Wayne too. And I think that was a cool little thing that happened. But again, it's just my opinion. I'm not sure how anybody else feels about that, but that's what I got from it. I'm shifting a lot. But it was a good movie. It was a 3-hour movie, so if you watch it, just, you know, be prepared, because it's 3 hours, it's very detailed, so, you know, make sure you're paying attention, because it does take, you will have to know what's going on. What else have I been up to? Been looking for new music everywhere I go, just looking. My favorite band, Twitter and Pilots, they dropped a new music video that I've been, I keep going back to it, trying to look for little clues and stuff, because they like to interact with their fans in puzzling ways, and in ways that make you think and make you conspirize? No, that's not the right, I don't think that's a word. It makes you think of theorize? Is that all? I don't know. But you come up with these theories of what you think is going to happen next, or what you think the boys mean, and stuff like that. And that's what this music video brought. And it helps me believe that a new album is going to be coming up soon, and that they're going to be fighting. You know, if you understand the lore of the past 3 albums, then you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you know, message me on Instagram, username _babbityrabbity. And, or I think you can also message me through Spotify, and just, you know, we'll talk about it, because it's a lot. I've been watching a lot of people react to their videos. While they are popular, there are times when I feel like they're very unknown. I don't know why, it's weird, but I like watching people react to them who kind of have never really heard of them, and then they end up enjoying the band. But that's another thing I've been keeping up with. Sorry, I had to move. We have my family's Easter celebration. If you listened to last year's episode, it was my longest episode because it was a total of 2 hours, because I was interviewing my family, and I hope to do something similar this year as well. This year being the 50th anniversary of the ranch. I want to have, well, I want to make sure that it's celebrated the way it is. I also have my parents' anniversary that weekend, and I want to make sure that's celebrated. And then I have my best friend, brother Sebastian's birthday as well. And I want to try to make sure all three are celebrated. And I'm still trying to figure out how, but I enjoy Easter. As you know, Easter is my favorite holiday because of this reason, because I get to see my entire family, inviting friends over that want to continuously come back because of how much fun they had. I'm hoping, excuse me, that they enjoy it. And, you know, it's always a blast. And just getting stories from other generations of my family, you know, I'm hoping to get more. So that's another big thing that's coming down. My other biggest thing, if you follow me on Instagram, then you know I got a tattoo. I got a new tattoo, guys. And, you know, usually I make a full episode about my tattoo. But like I said, these past few weeks, I just haven't been... I don't know how to explain. I just haven't been thinking about myself, I guess. I don't know if that's the... I don't think that's the right way to say it. But I haven't been thinking about this aspect of talking about... I haven't been keeping up with, like... Oh, man, I don't know how to word this. I've been blindsided by my priorities, my highest priorities, which is work and the house, that I have neglected to deal and make my smaller priorities. And I'm not trying to say that this podcast is a small priority, but, you know, you set your priorities from highest to lowest, trying to finish the highest ones first. Oh, you can focus on the lowest ones when you have time. And while that is wrong, it's just the truth, you know. I know a lot of people who do the same thing. But, yeah, I got a tattoo recently. A gentleman named Fernando, who my dad introduced me to. And he gave me the Marauders Map tattoo. If you want to see it, again, you can follow me. _BabbityRabbity on Instagram. I posted about it. And he... did a fantastic job. He got it very detailed. I wanted the main, what's it called? Like the front of the map. You know, so on the top of my shoulder it says, Messrs. Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs proudly present the Marauders Map. He got that. He got the school, you know, it was, again, very detailed, which I love. He got the... I asked him if he could get, you know, some of the sidewalk and the Whomping Willow tree of the school. And if you've seen the movie, if you know the reference that I'm talking to, if you've seen the map, you know that those, while it looks like a tree, it's made out of words. It's made out of the words Whomping Willow. And he absolutely nailed it, you know, and it's just such an amazing tattoo. It took, what did I say, about 5 hours to do. And I do feel bad because as soon as he finished up my dad's tattoo, he started working on mine and he didn't really get a chance to take a break and eat. And I felt bad, but Fernando was the type of guy who's like, no, I want to get this stuff done. That way I don't have to worry about it later. And then I can eat and kind of relax. And I was like, okay. And his tattoo shop was really nice. It was quaint. It was small, but to understand these guys... you know, or to, if you knew these guys, you'd understand why it was that size. I didn't catch the other guy's name and I feel bad, but these two artists, like, they are amazing artists, and you have to set up appointments. Like, I think my dad set my appointment up back in November, you know, and I didn't get this tattoo until March. You know, that's how good these guys are, that you have, like, they're booked for so many days. That you can't just kind of like go in and be like, all right, I'd like to get a tattoo. No, you need to go in, set up an appointment, and just be ready when that appointment comes, because of how good these guys are. And again, Fernando absolutely nailed this tattoo, and I can't wait to work with him some more in the future, and I hope I get to.
but I got the Murderer's Map. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is my favorite Harry Potter. It introduced Sirius Black, who's my favorite character. And it introduced the map. The map is my favorite magical object. If you have friends, family that are Harry Potter fans, they have those type of things. They have a favorite movie. They have a favorite creature. Mine is Hedwig, Harry Potter's owl. They have a favorite magical item. It could be the map. It could be... Oh, hold on. It's okay. For the items, it could be a map, it could be the invisibility cloak, it could be the mirror, and I forgot the name of the mirror, and oh my god, I'm a horrible Harry Potter fan. You also have a favorite spell. Mine is Expecto Patronus. You know, you have a favorite... You just have a lot of favorite things about Harry Potter, and those are some of mine, but I wanted the map because it had Padfoot, which again, or if you don't know, Padfoot is the nickname that they gave to Sirius Black, and the character Sirius Black, he was best friends with Harry Potter's dad back when they went to Hogwarts. He was wrongfully accused of being the one to help Voldemort kill Harry Potter's parents, spoiler alert, and he was sent to Azkaban. A little bit more of a backstory, though. These characters, back when they were kids, they made the map so they could kind of sneak around the castle and pull pranks whenever they could, and just deal with mischief. To open the map, you have to say, "I solemnly swear that I am up to no good." It reveals the map on the parchment paper, and it shows where everybody is. It shows who's walking around, where they're at, excuse me, and stuff like that. And then... it shows you, like, the little secret passageways. It shows you just a lot of things. It's very detailed. And the nicknames on them, Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs, represented each one of them. Mooney represented Remus Lupin, who, when he was going to Hogwarts, was bitten, I believe, by a werewolf. Bitten or scratch? I think it's bitten. He was bitten by a werewolf, and he actually became a werewolf. So they called him Mooney because werewolves come out through the full moon. Wormtail was Peter Pettigrew, and he would, or after they found out that Remus, you know, was gonna turn into a werewolf, the other three decided to become any magi. I think that's how you say it, plural. Basically, it gives these magical beings the ability to transform into an animal, and I always thought that was cool. If you know this, you know what I'm talking about. But Wormtail is Peter Pettigrew, and he was able to turn into a little rat. Padfoot is Sirius Black. He was able to turn into a dog. And then Prongs was Harry's dad, James Potter, and he was able to turn into a stag. So they would turn into these animals, and they would turn into these animals, and Remus would turn into a werewolf. That way, I guess, they could keep an eye on him in the woods or whatever. But they did it for Remus. So they had those little nicknames. And in the third movie, the third book, Prisoner of Azkaban, is when Harry Potter meets Sirius Black, and he finds out a lot more about his father's past. You know, Sirius Black was the first person to ever escape Azkaban, so everybody was freaked out by that, but it's because he was an unregistered animagus. To be an animagus, you have to be registered because the Ministry of Magic has to know that you can transform into something. But he was unregistered, so he was able to sneak out by turning himself into the dog, Padfoot. And he escaped. It was really... It's pretty cool. But in the movie, you know, he ends up... Or Harry Potter ends up realizing that Sirius Black isn't the bad guy, that it was actually Peter Pettigrew. Peter Pettigrew is the one who betrayed his parents and got them killed because... Peter Pettigrew Wormtail was working for Voldemort. And there's a specific scene when Harry and Sirius are talking, and Sirius Black is like, "Hey, your parents asked me to be the godfather, or to be your godfather." And You know, he's very shy about it, which is crazy to me, but he's like, if you wanted to come and live with me, you can. And Harry's kind of like, you want me to live with you? And Sirius Black is like, I know you have your aunt and uncle. Like, if you don't want to, I understand. But it's funny because his aunt and uncle, from his mom's side, they treat him pretty poorly. So, again, to see Sirius Black is, like, shy and kind of like, ah, it's only if you want to. And then Harry is like, well, yeah, I want to. Like, that's awesome. But, sadly, it doesn't turn out that way. But they still keep in contact. And this tattoo does mean a lot to me. Like I said, I'm very happy with the way it came out. I was excited with the way it came out. It was, there were some parts that were a little bit painful, but the majority of it was just amazing. And it was a cool experience, you know. I don't think I've ever sat for a tattoo that long. You know, he had a little stand for my phone. I was able to charge it and watch a movie while he was working on it, and that was cool. Well, I watched a couple of movies because, like I said, it took like 5 hours, but it was, nonetheless, it was an amazing experience, and I'm happy with it. So that's what's been going on. I guess you could call this episode the catch-up part two. But that's what's been going on these past few weeks. That's what I've been dealing with. That's what I've done. And again, I'd like to apologize for the lack of producing content for the followers that I have. I'm gonna get back on it. Hopefully I need to break out of this little mindset that I have, and I need to get it. I need to get after it, and I'm going to probably make a new episode coming up this week. Probably make two just to keep up. Excuse me. But until that time, you know, just keep going with whatever you're doing, and just remember to take time for yourself, take time to rest, both mentally and physically. It'll help a lot, and you won't feel the need to kind of just break down the way I did. You know, I know some people think that that's an odd thing to deal with, but people do deal with it. You put too much on your plate, it overfills. You have too many dishes in your sink, it overfills. You gotta clean it up. You gotta clean up that sink. And that is a 21 Pilots reference called Kitchen, the song called Kitchen Sink. And that's basically what it represents. Just, you have too many dishes in that sink, it keeps piling and piling, and only you have the ability to clean it up. At least that's what I took from it. You have the ability to clean it up, to deal with it, to deal with the problems and with the stuff that you're dealing with at home. So roll up your sleeves and let's clean it up. Alright? I'm gonna end this with the spell from Harry Potter that closes the map so nobody else can see it. Mischief managed. Till next time.